This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now we get a chance to go a little bit off script. And obviously when it comes to, when you do a national show, you hit the huge stories, the ones that generate the eyeballs, the ones that generate the clicks. And that's, of course, talking about Joe Burrow and LSU and the Buckeyes and obviously Alabama and Clemson trying to go back-to-back and all the great storylines that are mainstream. And then there's some that don't quite get the attention, admittedly, but are equally awesome in its own right and in their own right. And we're joined by the head coach from a program who's authoring something pretty special so far. And this guy's journey is amazing. His name is Eli Drinkwitz, and he's the head coach for Appalachian State. 24th in the country, by the way, so they're ranked. And they are 5-0. They're at home this weekend. Coach Tiki and Tierney, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. It's always a great time to get a chance to talk about Mountaineer football and a chance to talk to you two guys. I'm blessed.
Yeah, nice. It sounds like you've had a great season so far. Is there one thing that you can point to that before the season started that gave an indication to you that you were heading down this path at the first, 6 weeks of the college football season?
Well, one thing I would say is, pump the brakes just a little bit. We're halfway through the season. And really, we put ourselves in a position to be competitive for the conference championship. But there's so much left to do. And winning is fragile, as you all know. And so I hate to talk about how special it is and all that good stuff. All we've done so far is put ourselves in a position to have a good season moving forward. But I did think this team, obviously the foundation laid by Coach Satterfield and Coach Moore, the previous head coaches here, has allowed the winning tradition to be in place. But I really think this team has the real drive to be a championship team. And that's the thing I think that's been impressive to me so far.
Yeah, what's impressive from the outside looking in is that you lose the head coach, meaning the program loses the head coach, and then immediately there's no slack off. So it's almost like, that's as challenging, I think, as anything, because, I don't know, trust, there's lack of understandings, there's new policies, new principles, like all of these things.
New schemes.
Moving parts, and the play wasn't really affected. 11-2 last year, you start this season the way that you've started. I mean, that's a tip of the cap to you. What have you done to bridge that? Sometimes with some can be a very rough transition.
Well, I think there's two things. I think one, I was very aware of, I think there's two types of jobs you can take. One is a job that where you go in and rebuild everything and anything you say they buy into because they haven't won before. You take this job where they've won every season. And so when you come in and try to change something, there's a little bit of, well, we didn't do it that way before and we won. So the thing that we approached the team with was preference versus performance. All right, we all have preferences in life, but the thing is, what's going to be best for our performance? And by changing this, can we have a better performance? And then we would back it up with, this is the things that we've done in the past and why it's been successful. And one of the things that's unique about our staff is we have 77 national conference championships among our coaching staff, and so there was instant credibility within our players that, okay, these guys have coached, won national championships, won conference championships. They know what they're doing. And then as a coaching staff, we lowered our ego and said, there are some things that they've done here that's pretty good that we can do. And it may not be our preference, but the performance says it's the best way to do it. And so I think those two aspects probably gave us the ability to build what you said earlier, which is the trust amongst the team and the coaching staff. And we're still learning new things every day about our team as far as the scheme and what things they're really good at, what things they're not quite as comfortable at. But there is a trust and respect amongst the coaches and the players that has allowed us to build this thing a little bit quicker.
Yeah, and listen, Coach, you know this. I mean, you've been at bigger schools. You were at NC State for a couple of years. You were at Boise State as well. Boise State's had a good program for a long time. The while it's kind of positioned, the little engine that could, look at App State. No, I mean, you've won four straight bowl games. I know you weren't there for that, but you've won four straight as a program. You were 11-2 last year. One of your losses was at Penn State in week one overtime. We all remember the game years ago when you beat Michigan. I got to ask you this. I look at your resume, and can you please connect the dots? I'm so impressed by this because I know that this is not easy to do. 2005, yeah. T, check this out. He's an assistant at high school. He's an assistant in high school. Yeah. Then he goes to another high school, and he's the OC. Then suddenly you wind up at Auburn. How the hell does that happen?
Well, there's two things. The minds of men plan the ways the Lord directs their steps. And I've been very blessed on my journey. I happened to work with a guy named Gus Malzahn in high school football. And he had an opportunity for me to come as a quality control assistant. And I'm going to date myself a little bit.
That's
but
okay.
There was a Lincoln commercial with one Tiki Barber in it.
Hey!
And the line was,
get out of here.
Opportunities are seldom perfect, but you got to be ready when the opportunity presents itself. Something to that vein.
Drives that car, Coach.
That's exactly the quote. That's exactly
but
the
quote. But wait, it was a Cadillac commercial. Wasn't that the Cadillac one?
It was
going over the bridge, right?
Okay, it's Cadillac. It's a nice car. It's a car I couldn't afford.
Yeah.
Okay. But that really was it for me. Opportunities are seldom perfect. It wasn't a perfect opportunity, but you had to be ready when the moment presented itself.
That's right.
You know, my wife and I left our comfort of our job. We had a 2-month-old baby, and we said, you know, we're going to put our faith in the Lord and trust that this is the opportunity for us.
Wow.
And we did it, and it's worked out so far. But that honestly is a piece of advice that I've always taken with me. I know it's kind of funny because it's a car commercial, but full circle, man. I'm talking to Tiki Barber on the radio, so I guess it was right on.
That's pretty amazing. You're also talking to Brandon Tierney. I'm just kidding.
Well,
I got you. No commercial yet. I hear you. Eli Drinkwitz is with us, the App State head coach, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
You know, you've started the season 5-0, Coach, and you've ranked for the first time. And last year you were ranked as well, but it lasted for like 5 days, and then you lost. The feeling has got to be amazing amongst obviously the staff, but also the players. How are you cautioning them? Because there's still games that you have to play. I know UL Monroe is up next, and then South Alabama and Georgia Southern. Like, there's games that still have to be played, and you haven't finished the goal. How do you keep them focused when the excitement has to be palpable?
Well, I think there's two things. One, we talk about don't drink the Kool-Aid. And that's the reality of it is you don't drink that. The Kool-Aid, the outside noise, the pats on the back. To get caught up in the pats on the back is the same thing to get caught up when they're negative and they're booing you. You trust the circle that you're in right then. And the second thing is we have a motto. We just want to be 1-0 each week. And the only way to be 1-0 is to start the process over every single week and stay hungry. I think our coaching staff has done a great job of making sure we point out the things where we need to improve. All right, we're 5-0, but there's a lot of mistakes on film. They're going to catch us. And I think one of the things that really helped us was, we beat North Carolina, and we felt like we should have beat them a lot worse than we actually did.
Yeah.
But we didn't do some things in the second half that showed up on tape that we have to get corrected. And that has been our motto and our message to our players. Unless they give us 24 points for being ranked 24, which they don't, you really don't mean a crap.
That's true.
What really matters is the performance on the field Saturday. And I promise you, if we don't get it done, those same people that are patting you on the back and all that crap, they'll be on Twitter telling you how bad I am. So
true. We
don't really get caught up in that. Praise and blame are all really the same. You just got to focus on the task at hand and the job at hand. Now, for our alumni and all that, boy, I'm proud. I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
But for us in those locker rooms, us in the middle of the fight, we're only in the middle of the fight, man. Nobody's won a fight in the fifth round. You don't get a knockout here. All right, we got to go the distance. And so we got a lot of work to do, and ULM's a really good opponent. And I can promise you, they got our full attention.
That's coming up 3:30 Eastern. It's a home game. You know, Coach, I'm curious. Everybody knows from the transition from FCS, a great program, three straight national championships on the FCS level going back to the mid-2000s here. To make the jump, as you so seamlessly have, I'm sure it seems more seamlessly to us than it actually has been in the building. There's a lot of things that you have to do to make that jump. But in terms of the ceiling of this program, the facilities, the infrastructure, the money that the school's committed, I don't mean your contract, but just to the infrastructure of the program, what's the ceiling? What's the limit for App State?
Well, I think the question is, what's the level of commitment that we want to be at? Because that's the ceiling. I mean, if you want maximum output, you got to have maximum input. If you want minimum output, you're going to have minimum input. And so I think the question that we have to what we've accomplished so far is just the tip of the iceberg, and it should give great hope and credibility to the administration and to the fan base of what this thing can continually be if we become totally committed to that. And that's my message, not only to our team, but to our fan base and to our boosters and to our administration, is here's what a total commitment looks like. If we want to be the premier program in the Group of Five, well, then we have to be on par with all the other Group of Five programs. And I will say this, our administration has done an outstanding job of fitting that vision. And we're in the process of building an end zone facility right now. We've got massive renovation across campus, and they're really bought into that. But the question is, you know, Clemson won the national championship. They were building their awesome facility before they won the national championship. And I think that's the vision you have to have. We got to have that maximum input now, knowing that it'll pay off.
You got to spend it to make it. Eli Drinkwitz, 5-0, looking for more at home, 3:30 Eastern against the Raging Cajuns, right? I believe it's the Raging Cajuns.
And Coach, I got to tell you, you made my day. That commercial, it was an opportunistic commercial. I told BT this story. We only have about a minute here, but we filmed a whole other commercial that got put on the scrap floor because that small interview that was for digital, they just did that for the internet, and it turned out to be the commercial. So, I mean, it was an opportunity that lasted forever for me. So, I appreciate you. You made my day, Coach. Good luck to you,
man.
Well,
I tell you what, it spoke to me, man, and it was a powerful message, and I think it's a message that needs to be heard. Opportunities are not always perfect, but you got to be ready to jump at them. And I appreciate your message to me because it meant a lot to me.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Coach.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good luck this weekend.
You got two fans here, Tiki and Tierney. Thank you, Coach. You got it, buddy.
My boys. Y'all have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.